KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, a high around 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. There is a flood warning in effect for the West Nishnabotna River at Hancock and the West Nish at Randolph until tomorrow morning or until canceled, and a flood warning for the Nishnabotna River at Hamburg until Thursday morning. Topping area news, the National Weather Service says a tornado has touched down in central Iowa. A storm spotter observed a funnel cloud just before 8 p.m., 5 miles west of Guthrie Center. Minutes later, the funnel cloud evolved into a rope-style tornado that touched down west of Guthrie Center. The twister did not hit any populated areas, and there were no reports of damage or injuries. The tornado continued to cycle between a funnel cloud and a tornado until it was about 10 miles south of Coon Rapids at around 8:20 p.m., where it was seen near 190th and Dogwood Road before retreating back up into the cloud deck. A Shenandoah man was arrested last night on a drug charge. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 37-year-old Joe Dawson Roberts was arrested at around 8:55 p.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia. Roberts was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on full bond. Two people were arrested Saturday on separate charges here in Cass County. The sheriff's office said 41-year-old Jesse Lee Archibald of Exira was arrested on a charge of OWI second offense. Archibald was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on his own recognizance. And 48-year-old Kenneth Lee Clint of Griswold turned himself in at the Cass County Jail Saturday on a Department of Corrections warrant for a parole violation. Clint was booked into the jail and remains held without bond. An incident late Thursday night in Adair resulted in the arrest of a Cass County man. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said yesterday, 19-year-old Adam Zachary Bolton of Atlantic had been arrested early Friday morning on a charge of criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Bolton subsequently posted a $1,000 bond and was released from the Adair County Jail. Authorities say his arrest stems from an incident that took place at around 11 p.m. Thursday, where a resident living in the 600 block of Broad Street in Adair reported someone threw something through his window. The resident said he'd been confronted by three men and told them that if they didn't leave, he would call police. The three men refused to leave, and one of the subjects, identified as Bolton, allegedly said he was going to throw a brick at the house. The victim then called police, and as the men were leaving, the victim's sister saw Bolton allegedly throw the brick through the north window of the residence. Damage to the screen and window was estimated at $300. Bolton was picked up a short time later by Atlantic Police. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports also 26-year-old Cody Andrew Carter Baumgartner of Dexter was arrested May the 4th for domestic abuse by strangulation. His arrest stems from an incident that was reported to a crisis intervention center and forwarded to the Madison County Sheriff's Office. Authorities there transferred the case to Adair County since the offense allegedly occurred there. Carter Baumgartner was brought to the Adair County Jail and later released on a $2,000 bond. A woman from Polk County faces charges following an accident Saturday night in Audubon County. Sheriff's officials said 24-year-old Casey Ray Simpson of Des Moines was charged with failure to maintain control, open container, failure to have insurance, and failure to carry a registration card following an accident that happened at around 10 p.m. Saturday. Authorities say Simpson was traveling south on Eagle Avenue near 250th Street when her vehicle entered the east ditch, hit a culvert, and launched into the air. Vehicle then hit a tree, causing the tree to fall over, and the vehicle came to rest on the fallen tree. Simpson refused medical treatment at the scene. She was transported to the Audubon County Jail and later released after posting a cash bond. In the funeral announcements, Marlon Mike Lilly, age 82 of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospice Home in Johnston. Funeral services for Mike Lilly will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Janet Gustin, age 65, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Janet Gustin will be today at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Carolyn Essington Chesterman, age 89, of Des Moines and formerly of Brayton, died Sunday at Karen Acres Care Center in Urbandale. Graveside services for Carolyn Chesterman will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Oakfield Cemetery in Brayton. The Isles Funeral Home, Westover Chapel in Des Moines, has the arrangements. George Clark, age 82, is a native of the Griswold area, died February 8th in California. Public graveside services and burial of cremains for George Clark will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Waveland Township Cemetery, south of Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Viola Speaker, age 105, of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Viola Speaker will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Gary Smouse, age 73, of Bayard, died Sunday at the VA hospital in Des Moines. Services for Gary Smouse are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. And James R. Snyder, age 70, of Adair, died Saturday as the result of an auto accident east of Anita. Services for James Snyder are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.